圣经以前
Before I do the sharing tonight
我们先要解释两个名词
There are two terms
昨天晚上
跟
弟兄们的报告说的呼召
The calling
呼召什么意思呢
The word calling, what does that mean?
大家讲清楚啊呼召
什么意思 I want to clarify that
圣经里面呼召这个字很多
and there are many words the word calling appeared many times in the Bible
什么叫做呼召呢
what does calling mean
呼召一定有两个头
and there are two ends to this
一个是召出来一个是召进去
one is to call in one is to call out
召进去是更重要的
and it's more important to be called into something
我们在 freeway 上开车
when you are driving on the freeway
我们看 exit 出去了
you see the sign exit that where you go out
exit 不是目的
but exit itself is not your destiny
出去为了到一个地方
you exit from the freeway in order to go somewhere
这是目的对不对
and that's your destination
呼召我们
so when God calls us
呼召我们做什么呢
what does he want
一个是召出来
one is call us out
一个是召进去
and call us into something
很多神的儿女只懂得召出来
a lot of times children of God only understand how to be called out
从世界里面被召出来
to be called out of the world
从我自己里面被召出来
to be called out of myself
召到哪里去呢
how about where are you going after that
很多人不懂了
A lot of times we are lost
这个最重要的
But that's even more important
神的儿子道成肉身
The son of God has become a man
来到地上
He was born and was a man on earth
他成了人的样式
He took the form of a man
他确实是个人
He was indeed a human being
他是真的神他也是真的人
He was true God and true human
他若不是个真的人他不能为我们成功救赎
If he was not a true human being he could not become our redemption
他成了一个人
He became a man indeed
而神给他一个极其荣耀的命运
And God has prepared for him a glorious fate
他一路上没经过
Therefore what he has gone through
一直到他各到哥哥他
All the way till the end on Mount Golgotha
他死
He died on the cross
他复活
He was risen from the
grave 而他在橄榄上升天了
And he ascended into heaven from the Mount of Olives
升天进入荣耀
Into his glory
他进入极大的荣耀
And he entered into a great Glory.
因为他是个人
Because he was a man
所以神给他一个极其荣耀的命运
Therefore God has given him a glorious fate
什么叫做呼召
What does calling mean
呼召召我们有份于他儿子的命运
God's calling is to allow us to partake in the fate of his son
这呼召大不大
Isn't this a great calling or what
我们是一个很卑微的人
We are insignificant
神呼召我们
A little lowly people 所以
出埃及
So God called us out of Egypt
进迦南
Into the land of Canaan
出埃及是个出
Out of Egypt is an out
目的要进迦南
And in order to enter into the promised land
那个时候神的百姓大人小孩都知道的
And that was something all the children of Israel realized
你们做什么
So how about us
他们不会回答你我们要出埃及
If you ask them they will not say oh we are leaving Egypt
我们要进迦南
But they will tell you that we are entering into the land of promise
出埃及小事
It's a small thing to leave Egypt
进迦南是大事
But the important thing is to enter into Canaan
是呼召我们做什么
So why did God call us
要召我们有份于他儿子的命运
Because to partake in the fate of his son
这个叫大不大
Isn't this a great calling
大不大
Isn't this a great calling
这个叫做呼召
That is the calling
好另外一个 term
Another term
这个名字
is
看得见看不见
Visible versus invisible
我前两天刚刚讲过
And I explained this earlier
三二一的神
The triune God
神是个灵
God his father is a spirit
看不见
You can't see
圣灵是灵
And the Holy Spirit is a spirit
看不见
You cannot see it
只有神的儿子有形象
Only the son of God bears form
只有神的儿子看得见
Only the son of God is visible
要不然看见的神是耶稣基督
So what Abraham saw was Jesus Christ
摩西看见的神是耶稣基督
And the God Moses saw was also Jesus Christ
大卫看见的是耶稣基督
And the God that David saw was also Jesus Christ
那是就着我们今天受造的原则来说的
And we're talking about this in the principle of creation
我们肉眼所看见的灵看不见
And what the naked eye can see The spirit cannot see.
神给圣灵太实在了。
And God is very real, so is the Holy Spirit.
实在的比一切受造还实在。
And they are more real than the things you can see with your eyes.
今天我们活在地上。
But we are now living on earth.
看不见东西多了。
There are so many things you and I cannot see with our eyes.
看不见的更重要的。
And you know, things you cannot see are more important.
我们今天活在空气里面。
And we live in atmosphere.
空气重要吧？
Is atmosphere important?
我不吃。
I can not eat.
我过去好几天才饿死的。
And it will take me a few days before I die of starvation.
我不呼吸行不行啊？
But can I not to breathe?
不呼吸几多少时间？
And how long will it take me to die without breathing?
你五分钟就足够叫你死了。
And 5 minutes is more than enough to kill you.
空气看得见吗？
But can you see the air?
任何人看见空气没有？
Can you see the atmosphere?
你每一秒钟都在呼吸，对不对？
But you are breathing it every second.
空气看不见。
You cannot see the air.
实不实在？
But is it real?
嗯。
It is real.
不实在，你试试看，不要呼吸。我们身体看得见。
And you can see this body.
灵魂看不见。
But you cannot see the spirit or soul.
身体重要，是灵魂重要？
And which one is more important, your spirit, soul, or
your
body?
灵魂重要。
Of course, your spirit and soul are more important.
灵魂看不见。
But you cannot see with your naked eyes.
身体看得见。
But you can see your physical body.
所以圣经说，看得见的从看不见的出来的。
So the one that's visible comes out of that's invisible.
看不见的是太广大的世界了。
And the invisible realm is somewhere very great.
圣灵太实在了。
Holy Spirit, it is so real.
我从前和个年长姊妹。
One time I was with this elderly sister.
她是圣灵的经历特别好的一个姊妹。
And she has such a wonderful experience in the Holy Spirit.
我在台湾刚开始认识她。
And I met her in Taiwan many years ago.
第一次我们几个在一起祷告啊。
And when we met and prayed together.
一下圣灵降临了。
And immediately the Holy Spirit came upon us.
我就发现那地在跳动啊。
And I feel even the earth was trembling.
跳动了那么有秩序的啪啪啪啪啪啪那么跳。
And even tremble with rhythms.
我第一次有这个经验，我害怕了。
And that was my first experience. I was so terrified.
圣灵在我身上鼓来鼓去的力量呢。
And the power of the Holy Spirit was so strong on me.
我想我会不会不正常啊
？And so I thought maybe I was abnormal.
怎么这个地在跳动呢
？How come I felt the earth was jumping up and down?
可能是我一个人在心理作用，地在跳啊。
Maybe just in my mind.
哎呀，我们的姊妹讲话了。
And then that Christian sister spoke.
大山见耶和华的面，跳跃如山羊羔。
He said.Mountains, when they see the face of God, they will jump like a leap like deer.
小山见耶和华面，荣耀如山羊。
And the little mountain, when they see the face of the Lord, they will leap like deers.
我想我姊妹也知道地在跳。
And I realized that she realized the same thing was happening too.
祷告完了。
After the prayer was meeting was over,
放在地在跳啊。
So I said, "Did you sense the movement of the earth?"
她只讲一句话：“你这个孩子。”
She only said, "You kid."
他觉得我真的是不懂事啊。
She felt that I was so inexperienced.
那以后经历多了，知道那个太普通的事情了。
And after a while, I realized that was something very common.
圣灵的力量。
And that was the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是主观的神。
And He is a subjective God whom we can experience.
圣灵是经历的神。
And the Holy Spirit is God we can experience.
圣灵是我们感觉的神。
And you can feel Him.
圣灵太实在了。
And Holy Spirit is very real.
圣灵看不见。
You cannot see Him.
我们肉身的眼睛来说看不见。
From our physical eyes.
圣灵太实在了。
But it is so real.
你们有多少弟兄被圣灵充满过，对不对
？And some of you have been filled by the Holy Spirit, right?
圣灵实在吗
？Is Holy Spirit real to you?
比你我这些人要实在多了。
Far more real than people next to you.
2000年到今天了。
Over 2000 years now.
多少人死了埋葬了
？And many people died and were buried.
圣灵永远在这里。
But the Holy Spirit remains here.
圣灵是神。
And the Holy Spirit is God.
最主观的神。
As a God in whom we can experience.
我们能经历的神。
As a God that we can experience.
好，现在我们读圣经。
Now let's read some passages.
诗篇47篇。
Psalms 47.
从一节读到第九节。
Verses 1-9.
大家翻到没有
？Have you found it?
翻到，我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
万民呐、啊，你们都要拍掌，要用跨圣的声音向神呼喊，因为耶和华至高者。
He's great king over all the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing to him a song of praise. God reigns over the nations, God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham. For the kings of the earth belong to God, he is greatly exalted.
好，我们读六十八篇。
Psalms 68。
我们从一节读到第六节。
Verses 1-6。
来，我们一起来读。
Let's read it together. May God arise, may his enemies be scattered, may his foes flee before him. As smoke is blown away by the wind, may you blow them away, as wax melts before the fire.May the wicked perish before God, but may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. Sing to God, sing praise to his name. Extol him with rise on the clouds. His name is the Lord, and rejoice before him. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families, he leads forth.The prisoners were singing, but the rebellious lived in sun-scorched land.
大家读的快的慢不一样哈。
We read at different speed.
好，我们再读十八节。
Verse 18.
来，我们一起读。
Let's read it together. You have ascended on high. You have led captivity captive.
好，我们读以弗所第四章
Ephesians chapter 4
第八节到第九节
Verses 8 and 9 When he ascended on high, he led captivity captive.
好好好，路加福音十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
十二章四十九节到五十节。
Verses 49-50. I came to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled.But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how distressed I am till it is accomplished.
好，二十四章。
Chapter 24.
四十三到四十九节。
Verses 43-49.
四十三到四十九节，来，我们一起读。
Then he said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law, of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures.He told them, this is what is written, the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city till you have been clothed with power from on high.
好，约翰福音三章第十三节。
John chapter 3 verse 13.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together. No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man.
31节到36节。
Verses 31 to 36. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth, and speaks as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. The man who has accepted as is certified that God is truthful. For the one whom God has sent speaks the word of God, for God gives the Spirit without limit. I hope your Chinese version is correct. It says he who comes from above, not below. He has a special version.
约翰14章
John 14
16到20节
Verses 16 to 20.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore.
一读到20节。
Verse 20. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you.
Verses 11 to 17.
They asked her, Woman, why are you crying? They have taken my Lord away, she said, and I don't know where they have put him. At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. Woman, he said, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for? Thinking he was the gardener, she said, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabban, which means teacher, Rabbani. Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go and say to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father. To verse 23 all the way. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, I have seen the Lord, and she told them that he had said these things to her. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and sighed. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven.
我们快完了啊，大家忍耐一点。 哥罗西书2章15节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 15.
我们一起读， 一切的一切，我们都一切都即将。好，我们还读两处《使徒行传》第一章。
And two more places, Acts chapter 1.
八到九节。
Verses 8 and 9. 。And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight.
好，二章三十节到三十六节。
Chapter 2, verses 30 to 36. Seeing what was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of the Christ.And he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, has poured out what you now see and hear. They did not ascend to heaven yet. He said, the Lord said to my Lord, be at my right hand till I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus.
好，我们今年的大会的题目要做更大的，比这更大的事。
And the theme of this conference is to do greater things than these.
我做的事，你们也要做。
And that you will do the things I have been doing.
并且要做比这更大的事。
And you'll do even greater things than these.
因为我到父那里去。
Because I have gone to the Father.
我们永远不能做比主更大的事。
We can never really do things greater than what Jesus did.
但是今天教会做的事比的确比当初主做的大的太多了。
Yeah, the magnitude is indeed greater what church did today.
认识说不是教会做的。
Actually, it's not the church that does it.
是复活基督做的。
But the risen Christ that did it.
是升天的基督做的。
It's the ascended Christ that did it.
复活基督做的比道成肉身的更大。
Reason Christ be something greater than the Christ that was in flesh.
主，因为我到父那里去。
That because I'm going to the Father.
主升到天上。
When Jesus ascended into heaven.
承受圣灵无限量。
He received the Holy Spirit without measure.
降下圣灵。
So he poured out that Holy Spirit.
圣灵穿上教会。
Holy Spirit filled the church.
那个教会的力量惊人。
Therefore, church has this great power.
很短的时间到欧洲、北非洲和亚洲。
And it takes.Long, the revival passed from continent to continent.
而今天教会做的事，没有一个地方没有听过福音的。
And now you know there's no place on earth that has not heard of the gospel.
是我们今天活在复活基督的时代。
Because we are now living in the era of the risen Christ.
我们活在升天基督的时代。
We are living in the time that's controlled by the ascended Christ.
我们活在圣灵的时代。
We're living in the era controlled by the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们要喊升天的基督。
Therefore tonight we'll talk about this ascended Christ.
可做更大的事。
And he will do.Greater things than these.
这个诗篇一百五十篇。
Psalms 150.
讲到主太多太多了。
It talks about many aspects of the Lord.
讲到从道成肉身一直讲到再来。
How he was the Word became flesh until the day that he second returned.
但讲到升天的诗篇非常少。
Very few psalms talk about ascension of Christ.
真的完全讲升天就那诗篇四十七篇。
And Psalm 47 is one of them.
那是可拉后裔写的诗。
And it's written by the descendant of Kerah.
可拉后裔就是撒母耳。
And that's the descendant of Samuel.
撒母耳呢看见基督升天的异象。
And Samuel saw the vision of the ascended Christ.
升天。
Ascension of Christ.
神儿子升天那没有意义。
And you know, it's kind of pointless for the Son of God to ascend into heaven.
神的儿子原来在天上。
Because the Son of God was in heaven.
从天上来的。
He came from the heaven.
所以神的儿子升天没有什么意义。
So what is the big deal about the Son of God going back to heaven?
那个主升天。
But when Jesus ascended into heaven,
人的地位升天。
He ascended in the position of a man.
一个人的身份升天。
He ascended as a man.
在一个人的形状升天。
He took the form and image of a man.
那是件惊天动地的事。
And that was something great and amazing.
我们需要知道圣经对于天这个字的解释。
And we also need to know the meaning of the word heaven.
圣经说到天。
When Bible talks about heaven.
分三重不同的天。
And there are three faces.
第一层叫空气天。
And the first layer is atmosphere heaven.
我们抬头看见天就空气天。
When you look up, you see the atmosphere heaven.
我坐飞机飞到深空来就经过空气天。
And you fly up in the sky, you see the atmosphere.
空气天。
And that is the heaven in the atmosphere form.
在外面的一层。
And the form that's the level that's above it.
圣经在为宇宙天。
It's the universe.
空气天很近。
And very close to the atmosphere.
鬼魔就住在空气天。
And the evil one dwell in the atmosphere.
以弗所说说在空中执政掌权者。
And Bible refers to the evil one as the ruler in the air.
保罗和那个执政掌权者征战。
And we fight spiritual battle with the one that rules in the air.
那我们看见的空气天。
So the atmosphere we look.
在外面一层是宇宙天。
Above that is the universe.
那就天文学家所讲的那个外太那个太空哈。
And it's like the galaxy refers to.
太空大的无限。
And it's so immense. Great.
看见他们发表的数字，都叫人头昏了呀。
And you read all the statistics about the galaxy, you get so confused.
宇宙界再大再大，还是有它的边缘了。
And but still, the galaxy, that universe has its boundaries.
而圣经说到三层天。
And there's another heaven that's the third heaven.
那在宇宙天外面呢
？That's beyond the galaxy and universe.
神住在三层天。
And God dwells in that third heaven.
主耶稣从三层天而来的。
Jesus came from that third heaven.
他升天要回到三层天去。
So when he ascended, he ascended back to the third heaven.
一个人的形状，一个人的身份。
He ascended in the form and position of a man.
一下跨过宇宙天了。
Passed through the atmosphere.
今天美国最好的那个，美国没有到三层去的，那个没有的哈。
And no matter how advanced we are in technology,
去宇宙天都没办法，光到月亮了。
We can't even go beyond the atmosphere.That much.
耶稣基督。
But Jesus Christ.
时间、空间对他没有意义。
And time and space means nothing to Jesus.
我们活在地上。
We live on this earth.
时间、空间是我们最大的限制。
And we are confined. We're limited by space.
我一个时候只能出现在一个地方。
You and I can only appear at one place at one time.
我一个时间只能做一件事。
And I can only do one thing at one time.
我一个时间只能给一个人讲话。
And I can only talk to one person at one time in one place.
耶稣基督不同。
But Jesus is different.
时间空间对他没有意义。
And the time and space means nothing to him.
他复活基督。
He is the risen Christ.
同一个时候可以在很多地方做事。
He can do many things concurrently.
同一个时候可以给好多人讲话。
And he can speak and appear to different people at the same time.
我每个人都觉得主与我同在。
And many times we all feel that God's with me.
主对我讲话。
The Lord speaks to me.
所以有弟兄说，那么主对你讲话，那么这个时候主也对我讲话呢
？And one brother questioned, how come the Lord speaking to you and I at the same time?
两个人话不一样的，两个都有肉体的，他对你讲话一定错的，主对我讲话。
And then they argue there in their flesh. They said, well, whatever you heard must be wrong because God was speaking to me.
他不晓得主不受时间空间的限制。
Without knowing that Jesus is not limited by time or space.
同一个世界的许多地方出现。
And he can appear at the same time at many places.
同一个世界。对许多人讲话。
And he can speak to many people at the same time.
同一个时间可以做好多事。
He can do many things at the same time.
超过时间跟空间。
And he's beyond the limit of space or time.
时间空间对主没有意义。
These things mean nothing to Jesus.
主到三层天。
So Jesus ascended back into the third heaven.
一下就到三层天。
And he did it just like that, instantly.
慢慢我们还讲升天哈。先讲三层天的那个观念哈。
And you understand the third heaven now?
耶稣基督升天了。
Jesus ascended into heaven.
升到三层天。
The third heaven.
这是撒母耳看见的异象。
And that was the vision Samuel saw.
看见一个人升天了。
He saw a human being ascended.
看见神的儿子一个人的形状里升天了。
The Son of God ascended into heaven in the form of a man.
救恩完成了。
And complete the salvation.
这点撒母耳太兴奋了。
And Samuel was so excited that day.
万民啊，拍掌啊！
So he said, All nations, clap your hands.
向神呼喊啊！
And cry out, shout with joy.
我们要向神歌唱啊！
We shall sing praises to God.
刚用得胜的声音向神呼喊。
And sing victory and sing praises to God.
我们要用脚声向神呼着歌唱。
And sing the sound of trumpets.
那天撒母耳实在太兴奋了。
Because he was so excited.
万民拍掌。
He said, "All nations, clap your hands."
那么等到主耶稣真正升天的时候啊。
When Jesus actually ascended into heaven.
看的人不多。
Not many people were witnessing.
只有120个人。
Only 120 people witnessed.
还没今天晚上我们人多了。
Not even as much as we have tonight.
只有120人。
Only 120 people witnessed that.
那是主耶稣可是慢慢升天。
And then Jesus ascended slowly.
一朵云彩把他接去。
A cloud came and picked him up.
我想那个云彩不是我们看见的云。
And I believe the clouds are different from what we see now.
我们看见云根本不能站人的。
Because the clouds we see cannot bear the weight of a human being.
云是什么我不知道。
But I don't know what kind of cloud Jesus was on.
一朵云彩把他接去。
But a cloud came and picked him up.
在门徒们面前升天。
He ascended into heaven.
门徒们举目。望天了。
In the eyes of his disciples.
主越高升，他们越往上看。
And they look intensively.
看见天使出现，他们都没有注意天使。
And they didn't notice that the angel appeared on the side.
所以天使给他们讲话。
So angel spoke to them.
加利利人啊。
Oh, you Galileans.
那位被解上升的耶稣。
And this Jesus who ascended into heaven.
他如何去，要如何来。
How he goes, the same way he will return.
他要回来的。
He will come back.
他回来带着肉身回来的。
And he will also come back in the flesh.
信不信大家？
Do you believe that?
叫基督升天的诗篇。
And the songs that talk about the ascension of Christ.
跨圣的声音向主呼喊。
Say, shout with joy and celebrate, sing praises.
大得胜了。
And that was a great victory.
主耶稣的工作完成了。
Because Jesus finished what he's supposed to do.
他升天了。
And he ascended.
我们要跨圣。
And we shall shout with victory.
神是可畏的。
He is awesome.
万民都伏在他的脚下。
And he subdued all nations under his feet.
列邦都伏在我们的脚下。
And he subdued all nations under our feet.
主耶稣升天超过一切。
And his ascension surpasses all things.
有没有超过撒旦？
Surpasses Satan,
空中执政掌权者主没超过
in the air,
超过一切
surpasses all things,
升到至高的地方
and he ascended into the most high,
叫列邦伏在我们的脚下
and subdued all nations under our feet,
他是治理全地的大君王
he is the ruler of the entire land,
剩下君王是谁
who are the kings,
谁
who is the king now,
啊什么？
说原来的君王？
撒旦不是，不要给魔鬼做广告了的哈。我们君王是谁啊
？Who is our king？
啊？耶稣基督的君王。
Jesus Christ is our king。
治理美国的并不是美国总统啊。
It's not the president here ruling this country。
治理中国的不是中国的总统啊。
It's not the president in China rules China。
只有一位治理全地的大君王。
There's only one great king that rules all lands。
政权在主的手中。
And the governance is in his hand。
立王废王。
He can exalt king, he can abolish king。
兴邦。灭掉一个邦国。
He can raise up a nation and he can destroy a nation.
代数是反手之意啊。
It is very easy for Jesus.
他是治理全地的大君王。
He is the ruler of the entire land.
我们向他呼喊。
And therefore we shout with joy to him.
用脚声向他歌唱。
With trumpet.
这个脚声跟呼喊喊声也不一样了。
And the sound of trumpet is different.
喊声是欢喜啊。
And when we shout with joy, it's full of joy.
脚声是征战。
And trumpet refers to battles.
征战得胜。
And victory over all battles.
吹脚声啊。
When you win victory in a battle, you blow trumpet.
脚声向他歌唱。
So we shout out with the sound of the trumpet.
你是治理全地的大君王。
And you are the great king rule over the land.
万有都伏在他的脚下。
And you have subdued all under your feet.
列邦都伏在他的脚下。
All the nations under your feet.
他要为我们选择产业。
And he has prepared for us the inheritance.
有没有为我们选择产业？
Has he prepared and chosen the inheritance for us?
有时我从台湾飞到美国来啊。
One time I was flying from Taiwan to this country.
一个弟兄坐在我旁边。
And there was a Christian brother sit next to me.
到了洛杉矶那个大城啊。
And when we came on above the air of Los Angeles.
拼命看。
He looked down through the window.
拼命看。
He looked intensively.
那么多的房子。
He said, "Wow, all these houses."
他看了后来再叹口气。
And after a while, he sighed.
他有三床是我的就好了。
He said, "I wish I had three of these houses down there."
我说你完了，你这个神的儿女啊。
I said, "You're over with."
你还没到洛杉矶了，你就想着地上的产业的哈。
You haven't even landed in Los Angeles. Your heart is already in the houses of this place.
可惜你一床也没有。
Unfortunately, you don't own even one.
三床是我的就好了。
His wish was, I wish I had three.
主圣天不为我们选择这些产业哈。
And Jesus does not choose inheritance like that for us.
属灵的产业。
But the spiritual inheritance.
我们属灵产业何等丰富。
And how abundant and rich is our spiritual inheritance.
所以我们要追求啊。
That's why we need to pursue it.
从最开始一直到最后。
And from the beginning to the end of our journey.
我最近要出本书啊。
And I am about to publish a book. 28
件事情的见证啊。
And the testimony about 28 things.
从这是我这个女婿给我出的题目。
And the title is given by my son-in-law.
他说你做28件事情的见证。
He said, "Why don't you give testimony of about 28 things?"
我哪里有28件事啊？
I said, "Which 28 things?"
他甚至给我列出28个事情来。
And he lists out in detail which 28 I should talk about.
从信主得救开始。
From the moment I received the Lord.
一直讲到 warfare 啊，到属灵征战。
And all the warfare, spiritual warfare I encountered.
我每个礼拜都来。
He said, "I will come down to Los Angeles every week."
给你录音。
To record, to keep a recording.
不讲真理。
And it's not about truth in the Bible or doctrine.
不讲信息。
Not message,
就是做见证。
But we just want to hear your story, your testimony.
我说你真是 make trouble 给我。
I said you're indeed give me trouble.
好好好，做二十八个事情的见证，我他妈已经做完了好久了这个。
It will take a while to finish all 28 things.
你通通写完了，我想出本英文的。
And he said, "Once you're done, we'll make it in English."
感谢主，我们的产业很多。
And we are thankful because we have many spiritual inheritance.
一步走。
Because every step of the way,
没有踩稳这一步，你不能跨第二步。
And you have to sure fast in one step before you can take the
next step. 他为我们选择产业。
He has chosen our inheritance.
二十世纪出来很多大人物。
And there are many great spirit characters in 20th century.
知不知道一个 Andrew Murray?
Do you know of this man Andrew Murray?
他这个学生叫做 Mrs. Penrose.
And his pupil was Mrs. Penrose.
Penrose 这个学生叫做 Mrs. Spark.
Jesus said, "Mary."
玛利亚一下回过神来了。
And suddenly she realized.
Rabboni.
Oh, Rabboni.
可以翻作夫子。
Teacher.
可以翻作 Master.
Master.
我更喜欢 master.
I like the word master better.
那原文可能是 teacher.
And the original word may be teacher.
这个叫神圣接触。
And that is a divine connection.
主耶稣一下开了眼了。
And Jesus opened her eyes just like that.
我们今天也是一样。
Same way with us.
一下主开了眼睛了。
Jesus suddenly opened our eyes.
这个叫做玛利亚要抱住耶稣。
And then Mary wants to embrace him.
主说不要摸我。
But Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me."
我还没有升上去。
Because I have not ascended above.
见我的父就是你们的父。
To see my father, your father.
见我的神就是你们的神。
To see my God, your God.
去告诉我的弟兄。
So go tell my brother.
我已经复活了。
Risen,
传第一个信息了。
To tell them that good news.
第一次主称我们为弟兄。
And this is the first time Jesus regarded us his brothers.
这是为什么我们教会里面称为弟兄姐妹啊？
Now you know why we call each other brothers and sisters.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
我们为什么称弟兄姐妹啊？
Why do we call each other brothers and sisters?
啊？讲不出来。为什么？你跟你兄弟姐妹肉身兄弟姐妹叫兄弟姐妹啊？
Because we have the same father.
为什么叫兄弟姐妹啊？最简单的话，一个父母生的嘛，对不对？
Same father, right?
一个生命出来的嘛。
We are out, coming out of same father, same life.
肉身的兄弟姐妹嘛，多少有点像的，对不对？好，我们从天父生。
We are born of our heavenly father.
一个生命。
We are of the same life.
所有天然生命。
All the natural life.
表现都有点不一样的。
And have different manifestations.
永远生命。
But the eternal life.
从我们里面活出来的时候。
When it's lived out through us.
都一样。
It has the same manifestation.
所以我们称作弟兄姐妹，对不对？
That's why we are brothers and sisters.
都从天父生。
Because we are all born of the same Father.
都得着一个永远生命。
We all have the same eternal life.
这个生命从所有的弟兄姊妹上活出来。
And this life is lived out through all of us.
一个生命。
Same life.
一个喜好。
One life.
一个拣选。
One choice.
这是最大的神迹。
And that is the greatest miracle of all.
新生命的改变都一样的。
And the life is changed. We have the same experience.
见我的父就是你们的父。
I'm going to see my father and your father.
见我的神就是你们的神。
My God and your God.
下面主就开始给他们介绍圣灵。
And then Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit to them.
14章、15章、16章。
John 14, 15, and 16.
每章圣经都介绍宝惠师。
In every chapter of those three, Jesus explained to them the Holy Spirit.
宝惠师。
The Comforter.
就用圣灵来代替他自己的。
And Holy Spirit will take the place of the Lord Himself.
宝惠师要来。
The Comforter will come.
啊，那个宝惠师英文很好，叫 Comforter， 叫安慰者。
He said the Comforter will come.
为什么称他为安慰者呢？
Why did Jesus call him the Comforter?
当主在地上的时候，
When Jesus was on earth,
太宝贵，
He was precious.
太奇妙，
He was wonderful.
但是门徒们跟随他三年半人，
But those disciples who followed him three and a half years,
门徒们和他一点关系也没有，
They have no direct connection with Jesus.
四福音的门徒软不软弱啊？
And don't we all witness the weakness of these disciples?
啊？
In the gospel,
好像比我们还软弱一点。
We thought they were weaker than we are.
这个彼得一下三次否认主了，对不对？
For example, Peter denied the Lord three times.
彼得、约翰是最好的两个。
And Peter and John are the better disciples of the twelve.
还有几个不知道跑哪里去了，不见了。
And all the other disciples actually disappeared.
约翰脱这个赤身露体。
And John was stripped naked.
披着个衣服。
Carried.
就远远跟随。
A garment and then followed Jesus in the distance.
彼得是跟的最好的。
Peter followed Jesus closely.
跟到大祭司的院子里面。
Went to the courtyard of the high priest.
三次否认主。
Where he denied the name of the Lord three times.
第三次否认人最不像话了。
And the third time was the worst of all.
发咒起誓否认主。
He actually cursed and swore.
我若认识耶稣，就怎么样怎么样，你说就啊，这个不像话。
And that was really ridiculous.
所以我刚信主的时候看不起彼得。
That's why I despised Peter when I first became a Christian.
我是彼得不会这样。
I figured if I were Peter, I would never do that.
真是不认识自己的。
Because I didn't know myself better.
太软弱了。
And we are weak.
到了使徒行传了。
And those disciples were so weak.
使徒们强不强？
But when it comes to the book, the Acts.
强吧？
Are they great?
除了约翰跟雅各两个人。
Other than John and James.
约翰跟多马两个人。
Other than John and Thomas,
通通殉道。
Everybody was martyred for the Lord.
没有一个力量能够挡得住他们。
And no one could stop them being martyred for the Lord.
我们圣经是隔了一纸啊。
If you look at the, there's only one page apart.
在那个纸前面，福音书那么软弱的。
And before the book of Acts, they were so weak in the gospel.
翻过一纸，使徒行传那么大的改变。
But you turn the page to the book of Acts, they were so different.
为什么有这么大改变？
How come?
差一件事。
Because one thing happened.
圣灵降临了。
Because the Holy Spirit came upon them.
圣灵来了。
The Holy Spirit came.
穿上大能力了。
And clothed them with power.
全世界没有一个力量能挡住他们的脚步。
And nothing in this world could stop their footsteps.
加利利的小民。
Little people from Galilee.
把罗马政权摇动了。
And they shook the power of the Roman Empire.
到今天还是一样。
And it's still the same today.
什么国家要反对主？
Whichever government tried to oppose the name of the Lord.
他们自己倒霉的时候到了。
They bring disaster unto themselves.
也不读读历史看。
Read the history, you realize that.
哪个政权反对主成功过？
Which government has succeeded when they tried to persecute Christians?
罗马帝国就百年大逼迫。
And Roman Empire tried to persecute Christians for 100 years.
直到今天。
Until today.
逼迫厉害的地方。
And
逼迫厉害的地方。
And the most severe place that persecuted Christians.
教会最兴旺。
And that is the place where church has the greatest revival.
杀基督徒最多的地方。
And the place that killed Christians the most.
基督徒的人数最多。
Is the number of Christians is the highest.
主是复活的主。
Because our Lord is the risen Lord.
升天的主。
He is the ascended Lord.
差遣圣灵。
He sent down His Holy Spirit.
主的大权能。
And there's great authority in Him.
圣灵降临了。
The Holy Spirit came upon us.
主耶稣又回来了。
That's the return of Jesus.
肉身的基督去了。
And the Jesus in the flesh is gone.
复活基督回来了。
But the Jesus in resurrection has come back.
到石头现在做见证了。
And when it comes to the book of Acts, he testified.
这些人真是奇怪了。
These disciples testified.
他们当逼迫主耶稣的时候，
when they persecuted Jesus,
根本看不起这些使徒们、门徒们。
And when people persecute Jesus, they despise. They don't even look at those disciples.
把主耶稣处在死地。
And once they killed Jesus,
他们成功了。
They thought they succeeded.
他们得胜了。
They thought they won.
主复活，他们看不见。
And they could not see the resurrected Christ.
主升天他们看不见。
They could not see the ascended Christ.
有一件事他们看见。
But one thing they could see.
一到了使徒行传。
Was in the book of Acts.
一位耶稣变了这么多位耶稣了。
One Jesus turned to many Jesus.
这位耶稣的能力在这么多人里面出来了。
And the power of that Jesus is revealed to these people.
这位耶稣的生命在这么多人里面出来了。
And the life of that Jesus is revealed to these people.
对他们什么力量都没有办法。
And they could not deal with.
五旬节起来了。
And that's the time of Pentecost.
彼得起来解释五旬节。
And Peter stood up and explained what happened.
这位耶稣。
He said, "This Jesus."
你们把他挂在十字架上杀了。
Whom you crucified on the cross.
神叫他复活。
God has raised him from the dead.
把你们所听见、所看见的浇灌下来。
And poured out what you have seen and heard.
这就是五旬节得胜的原因。
And that is the secret of success.
圣灵降临了。
Because the Holy Spirit came upon them.
圣灵来了。
And the Holy Spirit has come.
教会得到大权能。
So the church received great authority.
胜过人和鬼一切的力量。
More than the power of human being or devil.
好，我们再来唱首圣灵的诗歌。
Let's sing another song about the Holy Spirit.
神赐他的能力在我贫苦心内，来我们来唱啊，255首。我们最后唱这个诗歌。
I sing this song 255。
让我们再一起来唱来，听个听几个音。来，我们先唱来。
神赐他
的能力，
在我贫苦心内，
时刻保守你心，万一
必须安慰。
夜里住我
一边，掌管我的全人，
用爱化成火焰，
在我心内之分，焚烧在我。
唱的时候要奉献给主的弟兄姊妹。
When we sing the second verse, if you are willing to offer yourself to the Lord,
可以到前面来唱。
Can come forward and sing it.
我在家下的风，
我在
山上风雪，此生一切所有。
我心里，燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在我心里，我燃烧在
姐妹，这是一个非常神圣的一个时刻。
This is such a divine time.
为了这个时刻
，For this hour,
教会在主面前有许多的祷告。
The church has been praying for this hour many many times.
侍奉主的人有在主面前有许多的祷告。
And those workers of yours have prayed so many times.
盼望在今天晚上。
And we pray tonight.
我们真的看见一件事情。
We can see.
将自己摆在祭坛上面。
That many people offer themselves to the Lord.
是我们这般被主所得着的人。
And we're the people that's captured by the Lord.
我们眼睛被主开启的人。
We're the people whose eyes are opened by the Lord.
这是我们应该在的地方。
And this is where we belong.
当我们来到神的面前时。
So when we come to the Lord.
你不需要看旁边。
Don't look at other people.
你不需要看旁边。
Don't look at other people.
只有看你自己跟主。
Just focus on the Lord.
是只有你跟主的关系。
Now it's the time between the Lord and you.
你同伴怎么样他的事情。
And don't pay attention to your companions. Just you and the Lord. Just you and the Lord. And tonight,
神的弟兄呼召了。
And the Lord has sent out the calling.
真的愿意将我自己奉献给主。
And we're willing to give ourselves to the Lord.
你做愿意奉献给主的时候。
When you do that,
我们再唱一次。我们唱第三节、第二节。
那
唱完以后呢？弟兄姐妹，我们跪下来祷告。
And after we sing, let's kneel down and pray.
开声祷告出来。
Pray to the Lord.
让主听见你的祷告。
Open your mouth and pray to the Lord.
主啊，
let Jesus hear you.
主啊，
Oh Lord.
当你认真奉献的时候，
and when you are willing to offer yourself,
从里面发出一个声音。
And there will be a voice from within.
我决定了。
Says I am determined.
我决定了。
I am determined.
我愿意把我自己奉献。
To give myself to Him.
保罗特别告诉我们。
And Paul told us,
将自己奉献当作活祭。
It is natural and the rightful thing to do to offer ourselves to the Lord.
理所当然的。
And this is a reasonable thing.
弟兄姐妹，更重要的。
And more importantly,
这是神所喜悦。
This is what pleasing to God.
我们在唱完以后，第二节，我盼望弟兄姐妹跪下来。
同
声向主祷告。
After we sing verse 2 and 3, let's kneel down and pray to the Lord together.
我在是。
While you are kneeling down, remember you are putting